Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We are here live in New York. It's bright and early in the morning. My voice is a little croaky. Carlene, you're here too. How are you sounding?
I am definitely croaky. Yes, we are here in New York live in the studio, and we so rarely get this opportunity. And it's just you and I. We are the guests.
That's right.
We're chatting with each other.
Yeah, and we've just spent the last 24 hours together, and now we're just going to give everybody a taste on the mic of what that's like hanging out with us behind the scenes and what we're talking about after a big event that we've been to. And of course, if you guys have been listening to our show for a while, we've been around for over 6 years now at this point. And each week we're delivering, you know, the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. And, you know, given our background as beauty editors and magazines, we're always here for the real breakthroughs. You know what I mean? And get excited about when there's something new that we get to see. Pretty much we're like the first people in the world to see it in action, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think we just see so many launches and so much clutter. So that's what we're doing. We're always trying to edit down your top shelf, your makeup bag, hair and all that. But in today's episode, we are going to do a little bit of that, but we're also doing a bit of a life catch up. First off, I mean, I think what we can say is that we've been traveling a lot more.
Yes.
Like the difference between this year and last year so far is crazy. Like life is back. And a lot of them are work trips.
Yes.
And I think that the Tarte, you know, Tarte kind of like opened the floodgates, I feel, for all the brands to spend all the money.
Yeah.
And just start juicing up their launches with big parties. And so that's why we're here in New York. We're here with Dyson.
Right.
And I think everybody loves a Dyson launch. And we got a sneak peek at their latest and greatest innovation. The Air Straight.
Okay, first of all, everyone, one of my bucket list moments has been fulfilled. I got to see James Dyson in the flesh. The man is 76 years old. I need him to drop a skincare routine stat. He looks amazing. He has so much energy. And he was in New York to introduce the Dyson Air Straight. You know me, I'm a Dyson Airwrap girly for life, supersonic. These products have changed the health of my hair. I can say that. And last night, they've kind of ventured into this new category, I would say. And it was the first time he came to personally introduce a new technology.
Okay, I didn't realize it was the first time.
Sorry, first time since the multi-styler. First time since the Airwrap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it was amazing seeing him on stage. And he definitely, like, he's funny. So they had a massive version of the Air Straight on stage. Like, it felt like something you could jump on and, like, a broomstick and, like, go up into space. But he was like pointing out the details of the air strait, and he was holding a Dyson vacuum, like a long stick, when he was doing it. I thought that was so funny. He's like, yeah, we make vacuums too. By the way, BT dubs. So yeah, I mean, I think people are curious about what's new with the air strait. Mm-hmm. And so what were your impressions of the air strait? How would you describe it, like, in a nutshell? And yeah, what do you think?
So it's basically a styling tool to style your hair from wet to dry in one tool. So it's using airflow to straighten your hair and dry it at the same time.
Yeah.
So there's no hot plates involved. They're using airflow, as they always do, which they're masterful at, to actually straighten your hair. And what I think is so game changing about it is, for those people out there with, especially those people with wavy, coily or kinky coily hair, so like 3B, 3C, 4C hair, this is going to be a game changing product for them, because it's going to straighten your hair in far less time, and you're not going to have the damage you would from punishing your hair with 400 degree Fahrenheit hot tools.
Yeah.
You know,
I totally agree. That was the biggest takeaway for me. Like, as much as they had experts, they had, you know, the hairstylists up there, celebrity hairstylists, they had like the product developer, all of that.
Yeah.
But the person who really convinced me the most of how breakthrough the technology really was Audrey.
Right.
One of the models.
Yeah.
You know, we were backstage and she's like, I have 3B curls, which is quite curly.
Yeah.
And she had used the product herself on one side of her head. So we'll show a shot somewhere. Yeah,
they're doing the Lord's work. All the models who had curly hair were out here with half of their head done and the other half curly.
Not done.
They're walking around New York like that. And, you know, truly, I hope they got well compensated.
Absolutely.
But conversation starter. Yeah, absolutely.
But she was saying, we were like, how long would it normally take you to straighten your hair if you wanted to do, you know, prep it to do whatever's next? And she's like, fully 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and some girls I know had stories where it would take them even longer, then they would wait 2 days to do the next step, whatever they were going to do. And so she had said to do one side of her head, it took 16 minutes. So to do her whole head, roughly half an hour it would take her versus 2 hours. That's an incredible, like, that is just game changing.
Yeah.
First of all, in terms of your time, and then the quality of your hair being that much better because it's using air instead of the hot plates, I think that's what's truly game changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About it. And, you know, I think we were speaking to one journalist too, and she was saying that, like, some of the models or some of the women who had really kinky or coily hair, they were almost emotional about it when they tried it, because I can't even imagine, you know, when you have curly hair and you want to wear it straight. Like, I personally dread when I have to, like, wash my hair, dry it, the whole thing. And I have pretty, you know, hair that doesn't take 2 hours to do.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine for those people that it is an emotional thing. It's wash day is transformed now.
Yeah.
And the other thing about it too is that you can go from, like, towel dried hair to dry hair, but you can also use it on dry hair. You can dry style with it too.
Right.
So second day, if you want to touch up, and it doesn't give you that pin straight that you would get from using the Dyson Corral or the flat iron. But so it's like straight, but with volume. And like anything with the Dyson technology, given that it's using airflow, it's just over time going to improve the appearance of your hair.
Yeah.
Health of your hair.
Exactly. That's what Matt Collins was saying. He's like, for me as a stylist, he's like, what I think is so powerful about it is it's a great prep tool for whatever you're going to do next. So it doesn't give you that stick straight type of a look. And I think for me, like, I haven't opened my Dyson Airwrap yet, but this is one of my many journeys that I'm sure I'll talk about later in the show today. But the hair quality, the quality of my hair is just so poor now from dyeing it on a monthly basis.
Right.
I think COVID took its toll on, like, I'm starting to see a lot of, like, snapped hair in the front.
Yeah, regrowth.
I did. Yeah, I had COVID a few months ago. And so for me, I just have come to that point where I'm like, I have to make the transition.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's always that bit of a learning curve with the Dyson tools. But once you get it, it's life changing.
Yeah.
Like, your hair always looks so healthy.
It definitely has helped. Now, I'm sure everyone's like, okay, that's all well and good. Drop the price point, ladies.
Yeah.
That's what we really want to know.
For sure.
So in the US, it's going to be $499. So it's around the same price point as the Corral.
Right.
In Canada, it's going to be $699. So, you know, these things are always an investment. I'm not saying you need it. I'm just saying, I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, we just saw it 12 hours ago for the first time. So we demoed it a bit at the event, but I have not done my hair fully yet. So that's why I can't comment on how long it takes me yet. But stay tuned to our TikTok at Breaking Beauty Podcast and our Instagram, and we will be doing demos when we get the products in our own bathroom.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, the number one question that dropped into our DMs when we did the reveal when the embargo lifted was, how does it compare to the GHD Duet?
Right.
Which, admittedly, we haven't tried that either.
Yeah.
But we have done a bit of a deep dive to be able to tell you, because we know that's what you want to know. So, Jill, take it away.
Okay. Well, this is what I've gathered, and bear with me as well, because quite literally it's been 12 hours since we're putting this all together. But from what I understand with the GHD, they do use airflow as well, but they have hot plates on the tool. So you dry your hair with the airflow, but then you do have to switch it to the setting where you're using more traditional plates to do that finishing step.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are still getting the heat, the high heats. And that's with the Dyson. It's like, it's intelligent heat control. You're never getting those blistering temperatures necessarily. Like, they're using the airflow to straighten. And also the air vents that are, you know, drying your hair on the GHD, from what I can see, they are angled slightly, but the Dyson, we were told from one of the stylists last night, the main difference is that the vents are at a 45 degree angle.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot more smoothing when you are using the Dyson Air Straight.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's so hard for me to not say Dyson Air Wrap.
Yeah.
Like, I keep wanting to do that. Sorry.
And just to clarify, so it's like, you know, with a regular hair dryer, you're just, it's just pointed at your head. So your hair's flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So at a 45 degree angle, it's basically pointing down. And that's what's giving you a smoothing effect
on the cuticle
as you're drying.
Let's see, that retails for $399.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the Duet Style 2-in-1 Hot Air Dryer.
Right.
So it's a little bit different. And yeah, and I do think, though, it's interesting just in the space how many players are trying to innovate now because of Dyson. They've set this bar and they're out there creating these things that are kind of mind blowing.
Yeah.
But there's competitors in beauty. There always is.
Right.
And people are coming for them a bit. And personally, I always think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because it means innovation. It maybe means dropping down price points to make sure everybody can get the good hair days, as it were.
Grateful that Starface is supporting our show this week. New breakout fix unlocked, everyone. Starface are the cute star-shaped pimple patches. You know the ones. You've seen them all over Instagram, and even celebrities like Bella Hadid have sported them out and about. And I know why these pimple patches basically have a fan club at this point. It's because they actually work. And the Hydra Stars pimple patches are made from 100% hydrochloride, which means they're great for absorbing fluid and minimizing any redness while they shrink your spots. They come inside the cutest yellow compact that holds all your stars and has a mirror for easy application. And Starface, they've got some major news. Starface just dropped the newest addition to their compact collection called Big Blue. It's adorable. Each compact is filled with 32 of Starface's Hydrostar and Salicylic Acid patches, a powerful formula that's been named Best Pimple Patch by Cosmopolitan, Glamour, Bustle, and Women's Health. And Starface has a full lineup of Hydrostar pimple patches for whatever mood you're in. There's the original yellow, an extra large size, a colorful multi-pack, a solid black, and they always have cool limited edition drops that go really quickly. So if you're ready to start celebrating and decorating your pimples, you can shop the entire Starface collection at starface.world. And for a limited time, all Breaking Beauty listeners are getting 15% off their first purchase when you enter the code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout. Again, that's 15% off your first Starface.world order with code Breaking Beauty. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Hi, I'm Mari Llewellyn, and I'm the host of the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. A couple of years ago, I went through a huge transformation. And although I got a lot of attention for losing weight and discovering my passion for weightlifting, there was a lot more to that before and after than what a few pics could ever capture. On the Pursuit of Wellness, you can expect tons of information from experts about optimizing your body and mind. I'll also be sharing some triumphs and struggles from my own personal life. I'm on this journey with you, so you can definitely count on my podcast to give you that weekly dose of encouragement we all need as we pursue things that make us feel our very best inside and out. Tune into the Pursuit of Wellness every week wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, Jill, you were recently away in Miami.
Yeah.
On another trip that
I was.
Sounded like a bit like Girls Gone Wild. What can you tell us about that?
I was not tripping with Tarte. Revlon invited me to go to Miami on a trip that I guess I could say was my first brand trip. You and I have gone on plenty of press trips where the MO is like there's usually like a research and development person there. There's a makeup artist on site, you know, telling you about the innovations in the product and stuff. Whereas I think brand trips are what creators go on. And it's all about creating content, experiencing the brand, having fun with the brand.
Yeah, and that was like Hermès Cosmetics.
Yeah. Correct. So I think that this was a brand trip and I got to go with Revlon, and I definitely wanted to clear up right away that because a lot of people were in my DMs asking what's going on with Revlon.
Well, that was my first question, because last that we talked about it on the mic, they were getting ready for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So what is the deal?
Okay.
let's clear it up right here.
I do not have an MBA, but what I can tell you is that when you file for a Chapter 11 as a business, it can kind of put you into like bankruptcy protection. So then it kind of opens the door for different investors and different, I guess venture capital firms and stuff to kind of help you with your debt, take on your debt, and then invest in the company and prop it up until it can get rid of these bad debts. Mm-hmm. And so that did happen with Revlon. I guess the people were not willing to let it just go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. And they were able to end their Chapter 11. They're officially out of bankruptcy.
Okay.
And they have like a new board of directors. One of the people this is my own research. Revlon did not tell me this, but there's a pretty high up person who used to be at Sephora is now on part of the board of directors. So I think we're going to see a reset from Revlon. And that's really what the trip was kind of all about. We were celebrating the Colorstay line, which Colorstay for me, I've always loved their lipsticks. I was wearing them the whole time I was there. Loved it. And it was, and they were basically like, come have fun in the sun, try out the Colorstay products. So they're not melting away, you know? And they did reformulate some of their products. So they have even longer wear claims.
Okay.
And the eyeshadows have all been reformulated as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So another one of those where they're trying to get you to sleep in your makeup. Unnecessary. But
I just went in the ocean and I went to Nikki Beach and drank sangria and my color stayed on. So
okay.
I think it's very interesting, though, because you and I have talked about what a great heritage that brand has in terms of inclusivity. Mm-hmm. Ashley Graham is still a spokesmodel. Megan Thee Stallion is still a spokesmodel. Mm-hmm. And I would like to know from you, who do you think would be the ultimate Revlon spokesmodel that would really help them appeal to like a Gen Z? Because we know this is going to take a minute for them to turn it all around.
I would say Ice Spice.
Yeah, her.
Yeah.
I said Zendaya.
Yeah, I mean, she's already in bed with Lancome, though.
Well, get out of bed and get in bed with Revlon.
I'd put I would do Ice Spice. But
yeah,
that's just me. You know, again, when we talked about this originally, I was like, it's really a shame because they missed their moment because all of the drugstore brands are popping off on TikTok and there's no reason why they shouldn't have, because some of their products were legit.
Yeah.
And they had a foothold in inclusivity before many other brands were jumping on the bandwagon,
absolutely,
especially at drugstore level.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad to see it, that somebody's going to turn this horse around.
100%.
Now, give us some behind the scenes, though, because like who took off their top? Like what happened?
We did do a salsa dancing lesson, which was really fun. Actually, everybody participated. Yeah. I would have to say everybody that was there was so fun and just into it. I just honestly marvel at these content creators and the efforts that they're going to get the shot, you know, and all of the outfits they've packed. Wow. Like, it's like Revolve threw up in their suitcase and they just have all these incredible outfits. Yeah. And I'm like, wearing black in the sunshine when it's 90 degrees, but that's my moment. It's fine. Yeah. So yeah, just the outfits and the, you know, they were taking selfies in this incredible bathroom at Sexy Fish in Miami. It's this incredible restaurant that is like the DJ is pumping, they're popping bottles. Mm-hmm. Food was amazing. And yeah, it's just the effort and lengths that the girls go to get the shot. Everything is content.
Yeah.
Where you and I would like take a behind the scenes and then we're like eating our lunch, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no, they're not. They're leaving their plate to go off to the beach while no one's there. Take the shot. And then they're using their very fancy cameras. I was taking note of all of it. And then nothing goes up right away. That's the other thing I noticed. I was posting stories in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing
they
goes
have to
up.
Edit. Yeah.
There's editing.
Of course.
Of everything. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like they're making their selects. It's like a photo shoot.
Absolutely. That's why I have so much respect.
100%
for these baby editors, really. Yeah.
And new friends. Everyone was so nice.
Yeah. And so did they treat you right? Did you have gifties in your room?
So when I got to the room, the big reveal was just like it had like Gat color stayed like on the mirror, in those little letters. And it was like, welcome, Jill. And there was like pajamas from Cozy Earth and a red robe, and they had a Revlon hairdryer, they had a Revlon, you know, one step, whatever.
They filled your suitcase
pretty much with all Revlon products, lots of swag. This was at the Miami Beach Edition Hotel, which is, I love the Edition Hotels, they're my favorite. And yeah, like my pillowcases were personalized, like all that stuff.
Yeah
That's so nice.
Pop the dom. So they're not bankrupt.
No.
They have money again.
I know, I missed you. I was like, Carlene would love this. And honestly, aww, I have been wearing the lipstick again. I found a color that I love. It's called Hot Girl. And it was funny because they gave us so many products in my room. And I was like, probably 20 colors to choose from.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, I don't know which one is going to look the best. And I swatched a bunch. I was like, I think this one. So I put it on. I was wearing it. And then the next day we got our makeup done by the makeup artist. And she was like, I think this one's going to look the best on you. And she just like picked it up. And it was the one I had picked. So I was like, oh my God, I'm learning something.
She's learned after 20 years of being in the biz. She has learned.
100%. So anyway, what's been occupying your time?
Oh my gosh. What's been occupying my time? First of all, my skin has been having so many changes over the past year. And I've talked to you guys about that on the mic before. Like I've had these crazy redness flare-ups that are just like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then since probably November, I've had quite a bit of acne on just on my chin area and like whiteheads and stuff. And it's just so different for me. Like if you've been following our podcast since the beginning, that's never been an issue of mine. And it's like, why am I getting this out of the blue in my 40s? And I'm honestly just so convinced that it's what's happening on the inside
for sure.
And not products, you know? And I think that's one thing that I definitely want to clear up and throw out there is like, as much as we talk about products and we do review products all the time, once a month, sometimes it's just not about that.
Of course.
And it's about whether it's going to see a derm or going to see like a functional medicine doctor, a naturopathic doctor. I'm really convinced that there is not a product on the market that's going to heal this up. This is about me healing my gut.
Yep.
And so this is kind of the journey that I'm on right now.
Did you find a naturopathic doctor?
I reached out to the doctor that you recommended and I haven't heard back yet.
Okay. Moving on. Yeah.
But we have interviewed Dr. Nigma Talib and that episode hasn't aired yet. It's going to drop in June. But I learned so much from her during our chat. And I think you guys are going to love that episode. It's funny. She can walk down the street and look at somebody and be like, wine face, gluten face, you know,
sugar face.
Like she actually has a book and these are all things she's identified. So I feel like I'm kind of an open book that way. Like this is probably all wine and, you know, bread or whatever. But yeah, so to me, that's really fascinating. And that's something we haven't really dug into on our podcast. I think you guys out there are going to be really interested. And I think probably there's stuff going on with my hormones as well.
Of course.
Another topic I really want to dig into, you know, I'm in my 40s, so like shit's changing. So health and wellness content is probably coming your way because it's something that is just very real for me and that I have to address. And there's other stuff going on with my gut that you'll hear about in that episode. But like I can't just continue to ignore it. This episode is brought to you in part by Vacation. So if you listened to our show all about the hot new indie brands last week, you might have heard me mention one of my faves of the moment, Vacation. They are pretty much the coolest sunscreen brand around right now. And they just released the new Vacation Baby Oil. It pays homage to the look, feel, shine, and scent of classic baby oils of the past, but with a sophisticated SPF 30 formula you definitely should wear in the sun. So this is a total reinvention of the baby oil that maybe you or your parents might have slathered on to get more tanned in the sun, not a care in the world about protection. That was me for a brief few years as a teenager, pre-beauty editor life. I just love that it gives me that baby oil sheen while giving me SPF 30 protection. That's a perfect combo. And it's actually pretty lightweight. It feels luxurious. And it definitely has that intoxicating baby oil accord, maybe a little bit more refined. It was actually developed by award-winning Arkiste Parfumeur. I think this is going to be a new summer smash obsession for many of you, myself included. And the best part is we have a promo code. Listeners of the podcast can get 20% off their entire order with code BEAUTY at vacation.inc. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website under episode recaps. That's 20% off your entire order with code BEAUTY at vacation.inc.
A brief pause to let you know about Relief Band, one of our sponsors this episode. Just last week, Carlene and I, we were in New York en route to the airport in bumper-to-bumper traffic for about an hour. I could not wait to get out of this vehicle. I had just guzzled a coffee. It was hot. The driver was driving erratically, and I just felt so unwell. And I'm not normally someone that gets motion sickness, except when I am in a car where the driver's kind of all over the place, or if I'm on a boat on open water. I would love to have a simple solution to just make it stop, stat. And that's why I think the Relief Band is genius. In case it wasn't clear, it's just like the name says, it's legitimately a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief. It's meant to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with everything from motion sickness to anxiety, migraines, morning sickness, and more. And it uses technology that works with your body, so it's safe, drug-free, and has zero side effects. It's just that simple. I think it's a genius thing to stow in your makeup bag on the move. I'm going to keep mine with me, have my selfie light in there, my lipsticks, and why not have something that prevents and treats nausea as well, just in case. So if you want to make uncomfortable nausea moments a thing of the past, check out Relief Band. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code BEAUTY, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com, spelled reliefband.com, and use our promo code BEAUTY for 20% off plus free shipping. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
And then other than that, I started taking antidepressants, everyone.
Okay.
Lexapro for the win.
Okay, this is a journey.
Yeah. So,
and what's your experience?
Yeah, so it's been about 12 weeks, okay. I want to say. 10 weeks, something like that. And yeah, I started.
Is this your first time ever taking them? Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So I feel like, you know, I may have talked about this in the past, but anxiety, probably a bit of depression, is something I've dealt with all my life.
Yeah.
But when I was in my early 20s, I started to get panic attacks, and that was really tough. And it was at a time like when nobody was talking about this stuff.
It was not
like today. And so I just was like soldiering on my own. And it was the kind of thing that I felt really ashamed about. Like amongst my friends, I felt like there was something wrong with me. I felt embarrassed. I felt like, you know, at the time it was really, the vibe was to be like real, a tough cookie, and, you know, I can handle all my stuff. And this felt like a weakness for me. And I didn't see a professional. There was like one other friend of mine who had gone through it, and her advice to me, which really helped me at the time, and I'm not saying this is going to help everyone, but you know, when you're getting a panic attack, which feels like it feels like a bear just walked in the room and your body is physically reacting.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, I get really hot. My breathing starts to speed up really fast and I can't focus properly on like what you're saying. Like you kind of get tunnel vision and you feel the need to escape. Mm-hmm. Like I almost feel like I have to get up and go.
Right.
And I would get those feelings when I felt trapped, like in an elevator or like on mm-hmm. an airplane or in a subway was like a huge trigger.
Interesting.
And she would tell me, you just have to sit there and go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that you're not going to die, even though you feel like you're going to die. And that was such a hard thing to do. But basically, it's resisting that feeling of like escaping, mm-hmm. like getting up and going and just letting it flood your body and just, you know, letting it pass and then knowing you're okay after. So in a way, it's like exposure therapy. It took me years and this is not the way to go about it, I'm sure, you guys. And eventually I kind of grew out of it, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And now that I look back and thinking it was my early 20s, it was probably a lot of things like leaving the nest, living on my own in Toronto, yeah. even though it's really exciting, it can be scary too, you know, and all my family has suffered from it. So it's probably partially genetic, mm-hmm. partially learned, and maybe hormones too.
Yeah. 'Cause
then it just kind of like went away.
Evolved. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. again, going back to that hormones, like how much does this play into everything?
Yeah.
But anyway, more recently, I had shared with you that I started to feel a panic attack coming on one time when we were
yeah.
in LA.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
By the way, I was there. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea that it was happening.
I'm sure
you didn't want me to like talk about it anyways, even if I had noticed it.
But yeah.
Because like, we were with someone else too.
Yeah, yeah. We were sitting at the Ivy and I was like,
are you sure you didn't have the panic attack about the $50 plate of pasta? Because that's a crime. They need to like yeah. rein that in. I'm like, is that a joke?
Lunch is
$300. Continue. I'm joking.
Jill everyone. Is also our controller on our small team. So she was like, by the way, that anyways. So
highway robbery, everyone. I'm sure you'll agree.
Right. But that's how it works with panic attacks. It's not over anything.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
It's really in your mind. It's like a memory. It's a memory of having that reaction. And
I
then
see.
It becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. And all you have to do is think about it.
Yeah.
And then it comes back into your life. And so I was like, I'm not dealing with this bullshit. And like just seeing anxiety in my kids,
yeah.
which I think a lot of people have seen post-pandemic.
Yeah.
And I really think sometimes like when something happens, like the pandemic or lockdown, it's like you soldier up because you have to get through it. But it's like the aftermath.
Totally.
The aftermath is when your body like catches up with your
yeah.
brain.
Yeah.
And it's like that was traumatic.
Absolutely.
And that's what I saw with my kids is like they were kind of OK during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
doing schooling from home and all that stuff the way that anyone was. But it was like when they went back to school and relaxed, they started having like reactions.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think probably a lot of and so for me, I was like, if I really want to help them with their anxiety, I have to deal with my own anxiety. So hence why I went and got Lexapro. This is a long story. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's important.
And yes, what they say is true. Like the first probably 4 days, you feel worse for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Just very on edge. And like the weird thing was like, I got this teeth grinding like that. Like mm-hmm. if anybody has ever done ecstasy, it's like you get that tight jaw clench and but without the high. So, yeah, it was not pleasant. But again, my doctor had said to me, you're going to feel worse before you feel better. Just know it's only going to be a few days and there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
You're not going to feel like this beyond that. It's going to go away.
Okay.
So it was right back to that thing where it was like, just accept and lean into it.
Yeah.
As it, you know, it's like when you get a pap smear, if you fight it,
mm-hmm.
it's worse.
100%.
You just like go limp.
Yeah.
And let it be.
Yeah.
And accept it. And then it did go away. And the only real side effect I would say for me is intense ear ringing.
Okay.
But I'm prone to tinnitus. That's apparently a very rare side effect. Like 1% of people get it. My ear ringing is so loud right now, and I'm on a wait list to see an ear, nose, and throat specialist. It's crazy. The only reason it's not literally driving me crazy is because the Lexapro's working.
Great.
And I definitely feel less anxious and bummed.
Yeah, good.
I was getting, like, I would get really low before my period.
Yeah.
And yeah, again, I was like, if I need to, it was that whole thing, like the air mask on an airplane. I was like, I need to deal with my own and set that example.
Totally.
Or my kids. Yeah. Or I'm of no help to them.
Absolutely.
And have you noticed a difference in me?
Yeah. Like the airport, Carlene, is a lot more chill. This girl was getting to the airport at 3 hours before. I'm like, oh my God, get here. I get there. Like, I'm like, it took me 10 minutes to roll through. But
right.
But that's just, that could be anything. So many people are like really, really
my
extra
adrenaline
prepared.
Is just like very
totally
high.
Get it. I totally get that. Yeah. No, I think you're just like more. Yeah. It like, I think, knock on wood, I have not experienced anxiety or depression. But I really empathize with people that do, because at the times in my life I have been stressed or whatever, I just think about how exhausting that is and how exhausting it must be to live like that. And I know a lot of people who are very anxious and they do not sleep. I'm like, head hit the pillow 8 hours a night.
Oh,
I'm so lucky.
That's a blessing.
It is. And yeah. I know how lucky I am for that. So I definitely notice you're like, you know, a little more relaxed on those like
stressy
moments. Yeah. Stressy moments. Yeah. It's like you're just able to like roll with it a bit more.
Yeah.
And now it's like, wow, just you're probably like, why didn't I go a few years ago or something?
Well, I do think I should have probably been on antidepressants a lot sooner. Yeah. And I probably would have, my life would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
And I do think I can probably empathize with people a lot more.
Totally.
Who do have anxiety and depression because I've lived with it.
Yeah.
But now I'm on the other end where I don't know how long I'll do this, but like I can say definitely worth it for me.
It's a tool in your toolkit, right?
Yeah. My doctor put it the best way. She's like, because I was worried it was like going to dull me out and not make me as sharp. And she said, it's like driving in the winter with winter tires instead of all season tires.
Yeah.
You just have that safeguard and that little bit of reassurance.
Yeah, 100%.
And I agree with that. This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So tell me this, have you ever watched a good makeup or skincare tutorial and wish that you could just click and buy the product that the person is using in that moment without having to open a new window or come back to the video later? Well, Macy's has created live segments that achieve both of these things all in one place. And you can join Macy's every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. for these Macy's Lives, hosted by top fashion and beauty experts and influencers covering everything you need to know about the latest in beauty and fashion. So I'm on their site right now and I see a familiar face. Max Director of Makeup Romero Jennings was live on the scene doing a tutorial on how to use Max skincare specifically to prep skin for makeup. So cool. That was a recorded episode from back in April. So if you do miss a live, don't worry. There are a ton of live beauty archives to explore where you can find more insider tips on new beauty releases, how-tos, and must-have products that your routine could really use right now. And on the fashion side, you can tune into Live Style for inspo and insights on how to make the latest trends work for you. I really like these super practical segments that they have, like 8 pieces that every work wardrobe needs. They do this concept with live home, live gifts, and other live specials. So tune in live, check out the previous episodes, and get a sneak peek at upcoming episodes to bookmark in your calendar at Macy's.com/Macy's Live. And Macy's Live is also now available on the Macy's app, where you can find even more useful tools. Make your getting ready routine fun and easier with Macy's.com/Macy's Live.
We have a new show partner this week, Fast Growing Trees. So many of you know that I moved into a new condo about 6 months ago now, and I would say that I always wanted to be a plant girly, but I always kind of fail because I never know which plants to buy. I don't have a car. It's all just very overwhelming. I don't want to wait in line with these like heavy pots, heavy plants. So I just end up defaulting and going to the grocery store in my lobby
to get plants, which probably isn't the best strategy, which is why I wish that I had known about a service like fastgrowingtrees.com. And if you're in the US, it has your perfect plants, shrubs, and trees delivered right to your door. So you're not hauling heavy plants around a random shop, and your plants arrive at your door in just a few days. So it's really amazing because you can get such a variety of plants, shrubs, and trees, from shade to fresh fruit trees to privacy and natural beauty. Fastgrowingtrees.com, they basically let you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast and reliable shipping. I love Fast Growing Trees because it lets me indulge this fantasy that I have, which is that I'm going to live somewhere in a warm climate where I can have a lemon tree in my backyard, fresh lemon in my water every day or in my tea. And I actually found that they have this Meyer lemon tree and it's only $80. And, you know, that's going on my vision board, I swear. So great news for Breaking Beauty listeners based in the U.S. Join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/beauty now to get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/beauty. Once again, fastgrowingtrees.com/beauty to get 15% off. Now back to the show.
Okay, well, before we close it out, Jill, I need to get some updates from you. So we know that you got a new condo, which I love because we can record there, which is so fun. And there's a big pool and I haven't swam yet there, but I want to. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about is dating.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, I would always ask you about these apps because when I got married, those apps didn't really exist. Actually, I did do some apps, early date apps.
Lava Life.
It's like, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But that's not how I met Kevin. But I haven't touched base with you in a while. So do you do any of those anymore?
Well, let me just tell you, the people that are most excited about dating apps are people that are married because they think it's a game.
Yeah.
And they always want to like come over and put it on your screen, cast your Bumble app to the screen, left on him, right on him. And I'm it ain't a game. Okay. I'm in here having to ask Mark how his weekend was. And I don't give a flying fuck.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I go in spurts with them where I'm like, OK, yeah, like it's time. I got to like, you know, just have a few conversations, a few little irons in the fire. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just get so bored.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'd rather just hang out with my actual friends.
Yeah.
And the other thing that happens is, you know, I'm not 25 anymore. And the sad part is, and I think a lot of single people would tell you this, I've certainly had this conversation, it's like after 35, you kind of age out of the apps unless you're lying about your age on there.
Right.
Because most guys set the parameter to 35 because they think every woman over 35 is crazy, baby crazy.
Right.
Which it's not my truth. Happy if it's your truth. I don't want kids. So I find that when you're my age, the guys that want to date you are they're the same age as James Dyson. So then you're just like, okay, this is what's out there. And then you just kind of get discouraged.
But is there not an app for people over 40? And
There probably is, but I don't know.
But they're all 70-year-olds, you're saying.
Or not necessarily. But that's who those guys think that they can land chicks that are 30 years younger.
Yeah, and it's they do.
It is still about that.
And they do.
Yeah, and I'm not saying, but anyway, if anyone's listening and they have a good guy they want to like set me up with, why not?
Oh, yeah.
I'm into it and open to it. It's just that I get bored and like it gets a bit mundane where you're like, hey, how was your weekend? And like some people are really good on text and banter.
Right.
And others are god awful and they don't ask you a single question about yourself. And
yeah.
And I, being in the business we're in, I can always think of another question to ask you.
Right.
And then that's what ends up happening. It's like I'm interviewing the person on the other side of the table. And I'm like, wait, drop your skincare routine.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, I did what I think is fun about dating apps is when you're in a different city. And I actually have two friends that turned on their dating apps when they weren't in their home city. And I think you're just more open to it. And both of them ended up marrying the guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the hot ticket. Yeah. What's the app? these days.
I think Hinge is the best one.
Hinge?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the least creepy.
You know, I'm the ideas girl. Yeah. I always have ideas.
Yeah.
I think that they should introduce double dates.
Okay, yeah.
On the Hinge app.
Yeah, that would make sense. Instead of having to share your location with your friend before you go out.
Yeah, but like double dates. Like maybe it's like there's a friends system somehow in the app where it's like this person's friends with this person's with, like maybe, you know, maybe they could blend it with like a Facebook technology or something where it's like you're somehow connected. Anyways, double dates. It's less stress. It's less one-on-one. It's less like I'm interviewing you. It's like, let's go and have a good time. You know what would be fun? It's like, and then there's a cross connection. You actually have a connection with the other person's date.
Yeah,
that's true. I don't know.
There is one app and I'm trying to remember the name of it now, but my friend turned me onto it a while ago. And it's basically like, it allows you, like, if you see a guy on the app, but you're not that interested in him, it allows you to, like, send it to your friend within the app. So you're, like, recommending a guy.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. It's, like, either a double date or a friend recommending. It makes it
just
less.
Just, like, a little more social.
Yeah.
Okay. My last question to
you. Yes.
What
are a couple of minutes.
Three things in your purse right now?
Three things in my purse right now. The Amazon Alex Earl light. Never leave home without it.
I need that.
I took it to the event last night.
Yeah.
And it was dark and purple in there.
Works
and we looked.
Time.
Oh, my God.
Like, I need one.
All of the selfies we took. We'll link it on our Amazon storefront. Truly, I have it in my purse right now.
I'm going to click on it.
The other thing I have in my purse is my Chanel sunglasses. Again, we're in New York. It's sunny. It's beautiful. You can be so incognito. Mm-hmm. Love giant oversized glasses. And I have the Chanel lip balm in the black tube, not in the white tube.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've traveled with.
Okay.
Yeah. And I actually do have that Revlon hot girl color in my bag as well.
Sweet.
Yeah. What about you?
My favorite thing I was putting on in the cab was the Chanel Universal Balm in the rose gold color.
Beautiful.
Which I don't have it in front of me to tell you the exact name, but I'll link to it. And I was just like, this is giving me life today because I certainly had enough rosé last night.
Yeah. So it's the Chanel Balm Essential. Is how it's, and there's like that rose gold you like. Jackie Schimmel, I know, loved the pearl, just like, of a translucent highlighter.
The one I had was a limited edition from last summer, and I don't know if they stuck with it in the line.
Mm-hmm.
I am obsessed with it, and I actually lost it for a few months, and then I found it, and now it's back, and I love it so, so much.
Yeah, they do it right. It's just like a subtle, makes your skin look alive, you know?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, I have cold hard cash that Jill gave me, American
the
cash.
The controller.
She's like, the controller gave me cash for like tipping and stuff, and I have to keep track of it.
We're also both wearing our Jenny Burt giant icon hoops today.
Yes.
You wanna show the camera? Yours really are showing off. You got the silver ones
on. Yeah, because I put my hair back.
And I've got the gold ones.
And I have the bracelet as well.
Yeah, I love these. And I'm just going to show the camera really quickly why I like these. It's because they go all the way around. And they, because previous hoops, sometimes they stop here and they get caught in my hair. So it's like very flexible and you don't feel like you're wearing them. I love them.
Okay. And this is
the summer moment.
This is the final thing. And then we have to sign off, you guys. Jill talked about something that Jenny Bird sells yesterday at lunch that I had never heard of. This is somewhat beauty related, you guys. If you have lobe problems, I had never heard of this before in my life.
Yeah.
So I don't have this, but what was it? It was like a lobe. What?
Okay. So they're called lobe lifters from Jenny Bird, which is that Jenny Bird is a jewelry designer and everybody is obsessed. And they basically are like instant lift earring back. So if you feel like maybe your piercing is like a little lower, it's kind of droopy, or you like to wear heavier earrings or those like cool chandelier earrings that are really popular right now. These pop on the back of any earring and it just subtly lifts up the back. So it looks, your earrings look better and they never look droopy.
Yeah. This is for the droopy lobed among us.
Yeah. Or just sometimes you get heavy earrings and you don't love how it looks. So I'm just showing you a picture right now of like the before and after.
Oh, wow.
So this is like they're showing an image here of like the Nouveau Puffs and and it really lifts your lobes.
Amazing.
Anyway, we have to go because our next guest is at the door.
Okay. So that's it, everyone. We'll link to everything we talked about on our website. If you can relate to any of the chats we had in today's episode, please write in our DMs, get into our Facebook chat room. We love hearing from you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.